The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, has today published long-awaited legislation which will, for the first time, give adopted people here an automatic right to information about their background. The bill provides a right of access to birth certificates, birth and early life information for all those who were adopted, boarded out, the subject of an illegal birth registration, or who otherwise have questions in relation to their origins. The proposed legislation would also allow for the provision of early care and medical information to adopted people. Next of kin will be able to avail of the new law to access information about a family member in specific circumstances. We can talk now to the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, who is in our Dáil studio. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, this is a significant proposed change, something that adopted people have long been looking for and will affect potentially many tens of thousands of those individuals and their families. What's changing? What rights will they have access? Will adopted people have access to now under your proposed legislation?
Well, for the first time, adopted people will be able to access their full unredacted birth certificate, information about their early life, their origins, information about their family background, how they were cared for, and their medical information. And I think, as you said, we know that for decades, adopted people have been denied access to their own information. And I know for many of them, this has been a hugely negative experience. So this legislation will enshrine in law a right of access to this information for adopted people, for people who are the subject of illegal birth registrations, for anyone who's questions about their origins. The bill will also provide a statutory tracing scheme as well to allow families reconnect where families were split perhaps through adoption, and will also address the situation that people who were subject to illegal birth registrations over the years that clarify their legal status as well. So I think we know that a historic wrong has been done to adopted people, and we're trying to right that wrong in the context of this legislation and really restore to them the information that I think we all take for granted as part of our own personal stories.
So it's about right to access your birth cert, but more than that. For example, medical information about those early days or weeks of your life.
Yeah, it's a very broad category of information that's provided for. So it's the birth cert itself. But for example, in many situations, the name of a father won't be put on the birth cert, but that name might be somewhere else in the adopted person's file. And if we restricted this legislation just to the birth cert, they wouldn't be able to access that name. So that's why we have these various categories of birth information, early life information, care information, medical information. We're trying to make this as broad as possible to provide for the widest range of access to information as possible.
You mentioned there illegal adoptions, falsified birth certificates. Is it going to be possible for people to trace their information in those cases?
We hope it will be, and that's why we're putting the tracing service on a statutory basis. Right now, if someone goes to TUSLA and asks TUSLA to do a trace, TUSLA are kind of stymied by existing laws that various state bodies, state agencies can't share information about them about adopted people. This legislation will put that on a statutory basis. It will put an obligation on state bodies to share information with TUSLA or the Adoption Authority of Ireland where that is in furtherance of a tracing request that has been made. So I think that's going to be really important. And that tracing service, it won't just be open to adopted people or people whose births were illegally registered. It will also be open maybe to a mother or a father who gave their child up for adoption, so the tracing can work in that direction as well. Again, trying to make it as easy as possible for people to find their origins.
And in relation to next of kin, giving some rights to information to next of kin, who's that aimed at?
Well, we're aware of situations where you have an adopted person who never was able to find out information about their mother, about their parents, and has now passed away, and their child is similarly denied knowledge about their origins because their parent never knew. So where you have a situation where an adopted person has passed away and their birth parent, their mother, father has also passed away, the adopted person's child will now be able to seek all the same information that the adopted person is able to seek under that legislation. So their child will be able to find their parents' original birth cert. They'll be able to find about all that early life information. So again, giving this next generation access to that important information about their origins too.
In a situation where somebody whose child was adopted has expressed a desire that there wouldn't be any contact with the child, what happens in those situations? Because one of the earlier proposals you had was that would then give rise to a meeting between the individual, the adopted person, and a social worker to talk them through the issues around this. That's been dropped, that face-to-face meeting.
Yeah, we're aware that in Ireland the history of adoption has in many individual circumstances been very difficult, and people may have been and mothers may have been secretive about an adoption, a child they gave up for adoption, and we recognise that in some places a mother may not wish to re-establish contact with their child who's given up for adoption, or indeed vice versa. Mm. Where an adopted person seeks access to their information and the parent has placed a no contact preference on the contact preference register, in that situation the adopted person will either get a phone call or undertake a video call or an in-person call with TUSLA or with AAI, and at that in that information session the no contact preference of the parent will be conveyed to them. Their own right to information will be recognised as well, and then they will be provided with full access to all their information. So I think it's important to say the right at the end of this meeting, be it a phone call, be it online or be it in person, the adopted person will always get all their information.
And who conducts that? Because is it social workers in TUSLA or attached to the adoption authority? Who engages?
Under the original proposals, we had said it would be a social worker attached to TUSLA or the AAI. But reflecting on the submissions that came in, particularly from some of the adoption rights organisations, we've changed that, and it'll now be a designated person from either TUSLA or AAI. It won't necessarily be a social worker. Someone can request a social worker to conduct the meeting if they want, but it won't necessarily be a social worker. Again, trying to reflect and trying to change the legislation on foot of what we've heard from survivors and from groups representing adopted people.
One other change I understand is that the term mother will be used in this legislation rather than birth mother or natural mother. Now, why has that change been made?
Again, that's reflecting a meeting I had with a group of mothers who'd given their children up for adoption. We'd used the term, and it has been used, I suppose, in this debate over the years, this term birth mother, maybe to distinguish in the birth mother from an adoptive mother. I heard from those women that they found that term very hurtful, that they felt it kind of reduced their relationship with their child to one of birth and nothing else, and not at all recognising the very individual circumstances, the pressures that they faced in terms of their decision to give their child up for adoption. So trying to recognise that, we're using the term mother throughout the legislation.
Right, but for an adopted person, in law, their parents, their mother and father are those people who adopted them. Is that not the case?
Yes, that is the case, and that remains the case.
And so any legal rights or anything that's attached to the use of that term in relation to the adoptive parents, that doesn't change?
No, that doesn't change. Again, this was a change made out of respect to mothers who gave their children up for adoption, and to try and take account how they have seen themselves described over the years in the adoptive process, and recognise it's important to get that right in this really significant piece of legislation.
I'm just looking at some figures here from the Adoption Authority of Ireland, and they say that between 1952 and 2016 there were around 44,000 adoptions here. That's legal adoptions, obviously. How many do you think of those individuals are likely to come forward now when this opportunity eventually goes through to get access to this information?
Well, look, there's a lot of pent-up demand here. A lot of adopted people have been seeking access to their information, and many of them have got some information, but very few of them have got the full suite of information that this legislation will offer. And we're cognizant that we recognise there is that demand there, and that's why we're providing providing additional resources to both TUSLA and the AAI. In this year's budget, I provided an additional €1 million to the Adoption Authority specifically for the implementation of this legislation, an extra €3 million to TUSLA. TUSLA will be taking on 30 extra staff this year specifically to undertake and operate this legislation. So the key thing we're doing here is we're providing the legal rights to individuals, but we're also resourcing the agencies, TUSLA and the AAI, that they can actually respond to what I expect will be very significant demand, particularly in the initial years, for people who've waited so long to get this vital information.
Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, thank you for talking to us on the programme.